Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, we're not quite there yet, but come the spring, a lot of us will be thinking about getting the windows cleaned. And in the UK, an awful lot of people will be seeking the services of Terry Turbo Burrows. Terry is the fastest window cleaner on the planet. Terry, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, and thank you for inviting me to the best show in Ireland.
Thank you very much for saying so. Now, how did you know, or how did you first suspect, Terry, that you might be the fastest window cleaner in the world?
Oh, gosh, this goes back to many years. I'm going to take you back to 1993. When a certain program came on TV, it was called You Bet. And me and my friend John, we went on the TV show. And after we'd successfully done the challenge, I looked at my friend John and I said, this is not the end of this. And he looked at me as if I was bonkers, because he knew I was bonkers, you see. And I said, well, I think there's a world record in this. And so I searched it. Then the next thing I know, I'm on BBC Record Breakers in 1995, breaking my very first Guinness World Record. And 10 Guinness World Records later, here I still am.
Yeah.
Now, the fastest in the world.
Terry, what are the rules about this? You know, do the windows have to be a certain size and all that kind of thing?
That's correct. So if you can picture three windows that measure exactly 45 inches by 45, and you've got a window sill at the bottom as well, you're only allowed to use a 14-inch applicator and a 12-inch squeegee to do this. Now, my world record stands right now. The last one I did was in 2009, which it stands for 9.14 seconds for doing all three. What happens is the actual record was actually 1.4, and it's 9.14. But what happens is the judges look at the windows. Each watermark left on the window is added half a second on your time. So my base time was 8.14 seconds. So you add on 2 points, which equals 1 second, hence the world record, 9.14 seconds.
Ah, right.
I've got to tell you, I've been trying since 2009 to break my record, and I train every day, literally at this, and it's virtually impossible. It's the mistakes that make the world record. That's what it is.
I'd imagine so. And yet, like, you've broken your own record 10 times.
Yes, the last one was in 2009, and my daughter, 2 years ago now, in a competition with Guinness as well, she broke the women's world record. So my daughter holds the record for the fastest female as well. We're keeping it in the family.
Yeah. Now, outside of Guinness, are there actual window cleaning competitions you can take part in?
There is indeed, Sean. Not this year, because it's the first time this year we're not actually having one. But generally every year, and there will be one next year in March in XL Docklands, I actually run and compare the competition. I don't judge the competition. Of course, that's totally separate. But I run the competition and have fun with the guys. And we get people from all over the place. We've had people from America. We've had people from France. Now, competitions are very much like a snooker match. You can put all the good snooker players together. You know, perhaps one will win 1 year and one will win another. And that generally tends to happen. And that's because of all down to penalty points, of course, which is, I've explained, is very, very hard. Now, the thing is, though, but nobody's ever got near or even close to my world record. That's the thing.
Yeah,
that is the thing.
And the competitions and the world record attempts, are they all staged indoors? Because I imagine if it starts raining, that's a bit of a disadvantage.
Yeah, you're completely right. They're all staged indoors. And of course, you have two timekeepers. So that makes it fair. So you take the slowest time, because every timekeeper's different on the stopwatch, right? So you take the slowest time, which makes the situation fair. And then you've got a judge as well, so they'll all participate in what they believe is deemed to be left behind on a window as a watermark and a half a second penalty point. It's so tough, I've got to tell you. You can do this 100 times, and 100 times you'll get a different result.
Yeah.
That's how tough it is. Yeah.
In between all these things, Terry, are you an actual window cleaner?
Well, I was many moons ago. Of course, I've now, last year, I turned to the grand old age of 70, and I'm still still rehearsing and practicing what I do, because, you know, I still go into the competitions, you know, because it is such a it's such a tough thing. You've got to keep in training. It's about I had the wonderful pleasure of meeting Usain Bolt once on the BBC One show, and he's such a gentleman, because they were going to have us competing against one another, window cleaning, would you believe? Hilarious. That's what they was going to do. It didn't actually happen, but that's what they were going to do. But yeah.
Did he wimp out, Terry? Because you were going to humiliate him.
Yeah, exactly. They wouldn't let him do it. And the thing is, the fact is, I was never going to return the favour by doing a runner against him. I can tell you that.
So, and you were, as I understand it, when you were much younger, you were a boxer. Did that kind of contribute to this skill that you have?
Yes, exactly. Do you know what? This is the whole moulding of me as who I am today, because from the age of 11 to 15, I was a boxer. I boxed from my school. I boxed from the East End of London. This is what I was. But then the famous Bruce Lee come over, and that was it. I was hooked, because then I become a black belt in karate. Oh. Now, you might think, well, what has that got to do with the window cleaning? It's got everything to do with it, because you think about it, go back in time. The boxing is obviously the hands for speed and quickness, and obviously karate is a total new ball game of about movement and your mind and body becoming as one and synchronizing everything together. There is exactly 16 moves to the world record. You break down that in time, there's 5 moves on each window and there's 1 on the sill. So you take that down into mathematics, which is 9.14 seconds or 8.14 seconds before penalties. While that's moving, that's 2 seconds ago, isn't it? I'm moving on each window around 2 seconds. That's what I'm doing.
So you've really broken it down mathematically.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And for all those out there that want to have a look at it, please do fastestwindowcleaner.com. That's me.
Yeah. Now, you could have been 8.1 seconds if it wasn't for that watermark. So is that?
Yes.
What do you do to make sure you don't leave watermarks behind or the bare minimum?
Right. Here's the biggest crunch of them all. So, you know, you've got to be hitting those windows in around 2 seconds, because you have got to be, even to have a crack at my world record at 9.14 seconds with the penalty points, you've got to be finished those windows, the whole thing, in eight seconds. Now, that's a terrific feat. So what do you do? Do you take it slightly slower to try and get a perfect window and risk losing out on time? Or do you just go for it and hope the hell that you get it right?
Mm.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Are the tools important there? The squeegee and the rest of it that you'd use?
Absolutely. You have to use a 12-inch squeegee and a 14-inch applicator. So the applicator, you wet the window up with the applicator, the T-bar, if you like, and then the squeegee follows on immediately. So what the sequence is, my left hand is moving so much faster than my right hand. So my left hand has to be completely away and off the window for my right hand to finish the window. And by that time, my legs have already moved and into the next position, you see. It's such a sequence of 2 seconds. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. In these practice runs, How close have you got to that fabled 9.1?
Gosh, yes. So over the years, since 2009, I mean, that's all on my website, by the way, the world record of 9.14, it shows it all on there. Since that 2009, when Lady Luck and I got it right all on the day, I've done it thousands of times to try and break it. And to be fair, I've probably been, the closest I've been is probably half a second out.
Oh,
but you know, you know, as I in world records, half a second is a big jump, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? And 2009. I've still got the speed. I still got it. And that's why I still go in for the competitions and still do it. But, you know, I made a legacy to myself. If I go out the world, I still go out the world as world's number one, the Usain Bolt of window cleaners.
Absolutely. Is there, so I assume then there's nobody else out there who might even threaten this record.
Hey, I tell you what, I never sit on the fence. And the fact is this, you know, I'm a competitor, I'm a strong competitor, and I never will give up. But at the same time, there's always people out there that are trying to catch you, as it were. But what I'm really saying is, you know, the record that I set in 2009, it will be like asking Usain Bolt, could you do that again, fella, and run 100 metres in, 9.58? Mm. It's almost impossible, you know? And that's where I am. I have I hit the bar too high now? That's what I'm thinking, you know? Yes.
Well, it's no harm having set a high bar for yourself that you can't break. Terry, delight to talk to you. Thanks very much for doing so. That was Terry Turbo Burrows there, the fastest window cleaner in the world.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.